On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Nicola Everett.
Several flood alerts remain in force in Kent this lunchtime after parts of the county were affected by rising water overnight. It's been caused by exceptionally high tides combined with yesterday's wind and rain. Water from the River Medway flooded the Riverside Tavern in Strood last night. Luke Gallagher is the owner.
I think it was to do with the hurricane or something, got like the tail end of it, that's what I've been told, and it's pushed the water up the estuary. So yeah, we flooded and it's caused a lot of mess, but it's all gone now. Left as quick as it came in. We should be open at normal time today. I don't know if I get all the garden done, but the pub itself will be open, I reckon. Yeah, it's just a lot of muck.
The coast from Ramsgate to Romney Marsh is still at risk, along with land either side of the Swale and along the Thames estuary. Meantime, there's a weather warning for heavy rain in Kent tomorrow. Forecasters say up to 50 millimetres could fall in the space of just a few hours. They've got a yellow alert coming into force at 6 in the morning until 8 p.m.
KMFM News.
Elsewhere this lunchtime, Boris Johnson has publicly denied groping allegations dating back to the 1990s.
Prime Minister, it has been alleged that you touched the thigh of a woman at a lunch without her permission. Did you?
No, and I think what the public want to hear is about what we're doing to level up and unite the country.
Downing Street has also dismissed the claim from journalist Charlotte Edouardes as untrue. She claims he squeezed her thigh when the PM was editor of The Spectator magazine 20 years ago. The Prime Minister's in Manchester for his party's annual conference, where the Chancellor's due to announce a spending spree on roads, bus networks and broadband. Also at the party conference, former Thomas Cook staff have gathered outside in their uniforms to demand financial support. Dozens of ex-employees held banners asking why the banks were bailed out, but their firm wasn't. The travel giant collapsed a week ago, meaning workers didn't get paid today as planned. Organisers of a Broadstairs festival have admitted they won't be able to refund anyone who bought tickets as they go into liquidation. The people behind Wheels and Fins say they've tried everything to avoid it, but haven't been able to find a solution. The event had been due to happen earlier this month.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Now, major work to replace 4.5 kilometres of gas pipes along a busy stretch of the A2 in Kent is getting underway. You might remember part of the road at Newington was shut over the summer because of a number of leaks. Well, now £1.8 million is being spent on upgrading the supply network between Upchurch and the Key Street roundabout. Bradley Barlow is from SGN, who are doing the work.
We're replacing all of the old metal gas pipes with durable, long-lasting yellow plastic pipes. So they're much more durable, they're much more reliable, and it should mean that we wouldn't have to return to make replacements in that area for a long while to come.
It'll take more than 10 months to complete. You can see when the work will be done in phases at kentonline.co.uk. A cat's died in a house fire in Gillingham. Crews were called to Rycourt Close in Parkwood late last night to tackle the blaze, which is thought to have started in a tumble dryer. They tried to give the animal oxygen, but it didn't survive. A teenage drug dealer who lied about his identity when he was stopped by police in Swanley has been locked up. The 18-year-old from Hampshire was spotted driving erratically in Old Maidstone Road in July. He then showed officers someone else's driving licence. He's been sentenced to 18 months in a young offenders institution. And the final roller skating session has taken place at a rink in Medway following a surprise decision to close it down. We told you on Friday how bosses at Rollerbiz on the Medway City Estate in Strood had decided to call it a day. The gym next door is also set to close, but the soft play area called Monkey Biz will stay open.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Great Britain have won their first medal at the World Athletics Championships thanks to Kent's Dina Asher-Smith. The 23-year-old got silver in the 100 metres last night after being beaten by Jamaica's Shelly-Ann Fraser-Price. Dina says it's not been an easy journey.
It's been a lot of hard work, a lot of self-belief and a lot of intelligent thinking from the people around me, my coach John, my physios Martin and Gordon, my S&C Ruben, but also, yeah, just a lot of discipline from myself, I think, more importantly, and precision in my training.
And she hasn't had much time to celebrate. She's going in the heats of the 200 metres this afternoon, while Dartford sprinter Adam Jamili is in the semi-final of the men's event later on this evening. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.